Friends, we are so grateful for your partnership in the work of Jesus. We believe God has called our church to be a people who live like Jesus, being healed and made whole and joining him in bringing that same healing and wholeness into our little corner of the world. How have you been a part of this, though, you might ask, this healing and wholeness? Well, you've cleaned bathrooms and mowed lawns. You've dusted pews and vacuumed for hours. You have decorated the space where we worship, showing honor to the liturgical calendar that we follow. You have spoken with confidence the words of Scripture, and you have used your musical gifts to lead the choir of people who gather here on Sunday mornings. You have passed out bulletins and made coffee and repaired light fixtures and donated countless numbers of resources to be used by those who come in these doors. You have changed our baby's diapers and bounced the crying infants. You have taught our children Bible verses and colored with them and listened to their concerns with sincere hearts. You have made meals and taken out the dumpster. You've washed windows and shoveled the walk. You have planted flowers and pulled weeds, trimmed hedges and lit candles. You have invited people into your homes and read scripture together and prayed for one another. You have led small groups and planned ways to serve in the community. You've showed up early and stayed late. You have joined Kevin and me in valuing this corporate nature of worship, believing that when we come to this space on Sunday mornings, it's not about being recognized or admired. It's about doing the work of worship together. And all the work that each of you do behind the scenes helps to set the table for everyone who comes. This space is how we show hospitality, the welcome of Jesus, the sincere love and embrace of neighbors and strangers. Your time and your talents given generously with no accolades or recognition is Christ-like. It is the way our 21st century community allows us to kneel down and wash our friends' feet to say, welcome, come as you are. The table is ready and we can't wait to break bread with you. You have been a part of healing my own heart and helping me become whole. You have proven to me year after year that this Jesus life is not meant to be lived alone. Living life together, sharing one another's concerns, responding to the subtle prompts of the Spirit to call someone or write to someone or give someone a hug. This is how we grow to become like Jesus. For these things and so many more, we thank you. Thank you for partnering with us in the work of Jesus. And we ask in great humility that you would continue to join us in bringing his healing and wholeness to our world in this year to come. Kevin and I love all of you.